My guy,
Yo, Chris is good.
how you doing, man?
I'm chilling, bro. Just playing basketball.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right
you always
now.
catch me when I'm playing basketball.
You playing right now, or you just finished?
I just finished the game, bro, but no, I might be done, bro. I'm tired.
Oh
I'm
man,
tired, bro. What you
how's
been
it
up to?
going? Not much, man. Not much. It's
No.
pretty quiet on this end,
Yeah.
so you know. How about you? How's it going over there?
It's good, man. I mean, bro, if you've seen social media is going crazy right now.
What about? I don't. I don't
Honestly,
know.
not even social media, bro. Just the ever since fucking the George Floyd incident, people have been
Yeah,
going
man.
crazy.
Yeah, they've been rioting out there, man.
Yeah, man.
They've been
It's
rioting
tough.
out there. I hear someone actually got killed. I
No,
believe it
yeah,
was
someone
yesterday.
just died. I don't know what the whole case was, but yeah, someone died.
Yeah, man. I haven't looked into that either, but I did hear
Nah.
somebody did die, man. That
Nah, yeah, it's
situation out there,
unfortunate, bro.
a situation out there is crazy, man. It's, you know, like not too long ago, they were rioting the exact same way in Baltimore, my hometown, bro.
Yeah. Same for the same reason, police brutality.
I believe so. Me 1 second. Yeah, 2015. For what was the guy's name? Freddie Gray.
Freddie Graham.
Yeah, I
Okay.
believe he ended up getting, if I'm not mistaken, he ended up dying in the back of a I believe it was a police van
Yeah.
while they were transporting him.
Okay.
And yeah, it sent my city into a riot, man. You know, where they were doing the exact same thing. They were burning, you know, cars, burning police
Yeah.
cars, burning buildings, looting, doing
Yeah.
everything. So everything that you're seeing happening out there, you know, that stuff happened in 2015 in Baltimore as well, man. People getting
Yeah.
fed up with this shit.
I mean, to be
People are
honest,
getting.
bro, I got some strong opinions on this, bro. I want to talk to him with you, 'cause
Okay.
I don't know, bro. I've always said this, bro. I've always said that police brutality is a big issue, and I think it should stay a big issue. I just don't think I necessarily don't think rioting is the best and the smartest fucking way to make a stand, to protest. I don't like it, bro. I don't like any of it.
I don't believe in that. That I don't believe that does anything. You know, that really doesn't do anything. You know, you're destroying the city that you live in and that you
You're
know.
fucking destroying your own community, bro. You know how
Yeah.
bad that is, bro? You're not helping anyone out. You're not helping anyone out, bro.
You know, yeah, it's when this is all said and done, they're gonna look back at their community and now you don't have places where you can go buy groceries. You don't have place, you know, it's destroying your own community doesn't help, without
Exactly.
question.
That's one of my biggest concerns, but also I think this whole, and you might have a different opinion. This is a, I wouldn't say this is a crazy idea, but I think so. We can both agree there has to be, you'd be naive to not think that there's a fucking racist cop out there in the world. There has to be at least a few racist cops out there in the world.
Yeah, I do
There
believe
has to
that.
be. And at the same time, with racist cops, there's also going to be bad cops, corrupt cops, right? We can agree that
Yes.
there has to be some in the world. So now,
Yes.
or in the United States. So now that we can agree to that, we have to also agree that there has to be good cops as well. There can't just be, they can't all be bad cops.
Without question.
And there's people that are literally posting on Twitter. I don't know if these are their true feelings, but it definitely is swaying other people's opinions. And they're only saying all cops are bad. Don't trust cops. Cops are fucking, they're scum. They're all racist. Like these crazy ass things where I'm concerned, bro, because I don't think that's the right fucking approach, and that's not the right thing to be pushing onto people.
You're 100% right, but you do have to understand the saying, one bad apple makes, you know the saying.
No, and I know, and I agree with you. I think, let's say, for example, let's take this this George Floyd incident. Let's talk about this. So, let's say, the officer that basically murdered George Floyd, right? I haven't necessarily seen the full footage, but I'm gonna just take everyone's word on it that he basically suffocated this dude into like to die.
So I did see some of the video. Mm-hmm. And it is tough to watch, mm-hmm. where you have a guy laying on the ground. He's telling you, begging with you and pleading with you.
Yeah.
And he's telling you, I can't breathe. He's telling you know, the officer that he can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And the officer is just still kneeling on him stone-faced, you know, like as if he doesn't give a shit. And it's like, that's terrifying, man. Like,
no, for sure. I think it's awful. I think, to be honest, but I think he should be brought to trial, and I think he should be sent to jail. He needs to be convicted of something, bro. Because what I saw there in this particular case, he did something fucking awful, bro. And I hope that shit doesn't happen again. But just because that has happened, right? And that's an awful thing, and the he should be convicted, and he hasn't gotten convicted yet. I don't know where he stands right now. But I don't think that justifies a fucking full on riot and a full-on huge protest against, man, I don't know. I think this is my concern. It's my concern that, how can I say this good, bro? Because I don't want to re-record this shit. Let me say this good. Hold up.
Okay.
So I don't like saying this fact because I've looked deep into the fact, but I haven't looked deep enough to be able to make a proper stand. But the fact is, more white people have died by policemen than black people. I don't know if you're aware of that.
You're 100% right, but you have to also understand black people make up 15% of the population.
Yeah.
And the percentages are going to be higher when it comes to black people being murdered.
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't even take that shit to account. Okay, you're right.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Because 15%, that's a fucking... If you're almost keeping up with white people, then okay, I get you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My whole argument against that was, even if white people are getting murdered at a bigger rate, even then, we don't know exactly what their fucking... their interaction with the cop is in particular. So I feel like... I don't want to... I feel there's a stigma, right? I feel there's a stigma against... you see this in movies, you see this on social media, how everyone that's black gets the talk, or even minorities in general, they get the talk where if you ever get stopped by a police officer, you have to like keep your hands visible, don't make any fucking sudden moves, be respectful at all times. Like you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
So we all get that talk. Now, I'm just trying to get into the perspective as a fucking police officer. I don't know if you know anyone that's a police officer or what they go through on the normal basis.
My father was a police officer.
Okay.
Right? He was a police officer in Virginia at one point. He ended up getting shot on the job. He's still alive, but he ended up getting shot on the job. One of the things that he told me was the mindset of a police officer is you want to make sure you go home.
That's exactly what I'm saying, bro. That's honestly what I'm trying to say. Yep.
You know, and I understand it's one of the most fearful jobs to have, you know,
For sure.
But you also have to know. You chose the job. You know what
exactly. You know what it comes with,
Yeah, and in the situation where this guy was murdered, I mean, you have the guy in handcuffs already. Yeah. You know, there's four officers there.
Wow.
You know, and he's on the ground in handcuffs. What is the point of you kneeling on him if he's already subdued?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons why people are so fed up with it.
So
you know,
for final, I get what you're saying. For final thoughts with the George Floyd case, there's no defense for the fucking cop. I don't think there's a way to defend his case, and I'm not defending him whatsoever. I think what he did was bad. I think he needs to get convicted, and I think it does highlight the idea of racism. It does highlight a lot of bad stigmas that cops deal with. But now I'm trying to move past this whole George Floyd to tackle the problem in general, which we know. I don't know how many cases there have been that are similar to George Floyd's. I'm assuming there has to be a few more. There has to be maybe more. I don't know. I don't want to say there hasn't been any more, but I think that I'm just gonna throw them with the bad apples, man. I think they have to be convicted, and they have to be. There has to be a proper training with all policemen. There has to be proper training.
Well, the proper training has to come United States wide because this shit is happening way too much. You know.
For sure.
I think at this point he has to be convicted because the city's rioting. With the city rioting the way that they are, imagine if they don't convict this guy.
Oh no!
Imagine
man.
What could fucking happen if they don't convict him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure at this point, he's going to be doing some time for sure. Yeah. I really do believe that. I definitely do believe that.
No, I think that's fair. I think, but I really hope. I would like to see. I would have liked to see the fucking city of Minneapolis not riot the way they did and have that case and have him get convicted. I don't think it's the right thing to be like, oh, we need to riot and protest and do all this violent shit to get what we want. You get what I'm saying? That's not the approach.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the mindset. I think everybody's reacting off of emotion. Okay.
All right. Okay. So when in your life has something that you've reacted to violently with emotion has come up with something good? Like, that's what I'm saying. This whole idea that rioting and using violence to get what you want, that shit doesn't work in life, bro. It doesn't work in life, so it shouldn't work positively. I think the whole idea of him getting convicted and getting what's right and getting justice for George Floyd, for sure. Yes. I get what people are fucking mad about, but that doesn't justify what they're doing, bro. It doesn't justify.
You are 100% right.
It doesn't justify, bro.
At the end of the day, it doesn't. Like we said earlier, destroying your own community.
And you're destroying your own community. Like, how the fuck? You know, what? Yeah.
You know, you want your community to grow and get better, but here we are destroying the community. Like I said, you're 100% right. But I do believe this is, you know, they're reacting off of emotion. You know, it could have been a bunch of people in that crowd that have dealt with similar situations with the police. You know, and by you dealing with those same situations, you're going to react off of emotion. If you're getting tired
of course,
because one of the things that people were saying, that could have been me.
Of course it could have. I'd be scared. You know? I get what people are going through, bro. I get what people are coming from.
Yeah.
But it's the idea. I don't want, if you get one where I'm coming from as far as how to get shit the right way and
how to get shit done the right way. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I get that 100%. You're 100% right. The riot doesn't help. Like, it doesn't get you anywhere. You know?
No, it doesn't get you anywhere.
You know, you're just destroying shit and then everybody's going to go home afterwards and, you know, forget about it. It's like, you know.
You're going to forget. No, then they're going to forget about it and then they're going to be like, yo, I'm trying to go to Target. Oh, whoa, fuck, we fucked it up.
Yeah,
all the fucking grocery stores next to us. Nah, man.
Like, oh shit! We've been running out of things. Yeah,
bro. It's
you done fucked everything up.
We're in a fucking pandemic, bro. Why are people destroying their own fucking resources near them?
Yeah,
that makes no sense, man.
No, not at all.
Not right now in these conditions
at all. Yeah, but I mean, but it's like saying, I think that this was just people. I do think it was people reacting, you know, off of pure emotion, and sometimes people need to take a step back and figure out how to do things the right way. This situation would have been one of them where you can take a step back and try to figure out how to get, you know, justice done in the right way. But
man,
you know, we're human, you know, we react with emotion, you know, we're human, and that probably hit, you know, that probably hit people so hard. Because to sit back and watch the video, and you're from that town, And your mindset is really like, oh shit, I mean, I don't see him doing anything wrong, but you know, they're still, you know, doing what they're doing to him. So yeah, your mindset is gonna be, yeah, that what if it was me, you know, that was in that car that they pulled over.
Yeah.
You know. This is one of the reasons why people decide to record, you know, whenever they encounter police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you see videos like this and it makes you want to record, because it's like, now that I'm recording, maybe, you know, maybe this cop will settle down and he won't murder me tonight. You know, I mean, you just watch videos like this and it's like, you don't see the guy doing anything wrong. And we hold police to a certain standard.
Mm.
And I like we said before, I don't think every cop is a bad cop. I do think that there are cops on the force that, you know, they want to do their job the right way. They want to uphold the law. But like I said, it takes one cop to make every cop look bad. That one cop is going to make you look at every other cop the exact same way.
Exactly, which I think is dangerous, bro. I think it's dangerous.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. It's dangerous. But moving past the George Floyd case, because we both agree that it was bad and there has to be a conviction there. I think you said your dad was a police officer, right?
Yeah.
So, like he said, he said he wanted to get home every day. That was like his, besides holding up the law,
You want
to
make it home.
Get back home.
You want to make it home the exact same way that you left home in the morning.
Exactly.
You want to get home the exact same. You want to get home in one fucking piece. You don't want to get shot. You don't want any of that shit. You want to go home
exactly
where you left.
So I can only imagine. I don't know. I'm going to speak for officers, but let's say, for example, you have the idea. You just want to make it home, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that every single person they stop, they're a little on edge, just a little, not a lot, just a little bit on edge, just because they know that there can be an altercation that can come out of the fucking, just come out, and then they have to do something, basically. They have to react.
Yeah, their life is on the line.
Their life is on the fucking line every single time they stop someone.
So they're always on edge. I do believe that.
They're always going to be on edge, some more than others, but okay. Yeah. So now that we have that, the cop is going to be on edge every single stop. Now, let's say, for example, after this George Floyd situation settles down a little bit,
right?
Even after it settles down, the whole idea of cops being fucking racist and being killers, murderers,
mm-hmm.
that's still gonna stick in people's heads. Why? Because all of the media outlets have ingrained that into everyone's fucking head. It doesn't matter what race you are; it's ingrained in your head, right?
Yes.
So now, if your head is in, is if you're thinking, oh yo, this cop can potentially kill me just like they killed George Floyd, right?
Right.
That's gonna make you a little bit on edge too, right?
Obviously.
So what happens when two fucking individuals meet up that are a bit on edge? Two of them. You're both on edge.
Me and the cop.
Me, you and whoever is getting stopped and the cop.
Right.
If you are both on edge, things can happen.
Right.
Now and it can happen. Yeah.
Here's a funny thing. Here's where, you know, it what you're saying is 100% correct. Because there's situations where you get pulled over by a cop. And like you said earlier, you're taught to keep your hands in sight. But now I'm sitting here with, you know, the thoughts in my mind, I might get murdered right now. Now my hands are on the wheel, but I'm acting nervous. I'm fidgety.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the car. And now the cop is like, well, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
What's going on? He's got in the car? He's got a dead body in the car? What's going
on? Yeah, now he's a little on edge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so there's a big disconnect between police officers and the communities that they police, man. Like,
exactly.
Big difference, man. There's a big gap. And that has to be closed in some type of way. But and one of the things is, not every neighborhood is like this.
Oh no.
You know, because I've seen videos where you got cops going into neighborhoods playing basketball with, you know, with the kids in the neighborhood. That builds that trust between police officers and the communities that they work in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More police officers need to go out and do that. You know, it makes that if more police officers go out and do that, now you have people that are a little less on edge now, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm comfortable with you being around. You know, I don't have an issue with you being around.
Exactly.
That gap has to be, you know, we got to.
It's got to be smaller. It's got to be tighter, bro, basically.
Yeah, we got to shrink that gap.
Yeah, it's too big of a disconnect.
Yes, without question. Without question.
No, I agree with you. I just think I'm just trying to get people that are full anti-cop to understand where the cop's coming from. I'm not defending all cops, but I am defending the good cop. I would like to think there's good cops, so I'm defending that good cop that has good intentions that is on edge, though. Because he knows that the fucking media has fucking destroyed his whole reputation.
Yeah, well, look, I watched a video. This was not too long ago. I watched a video. There was a cop. And she was headed to a, I think she was headed, she said she was headed to a call. Mm-hmm. And on her way to that call, there was a car that was just stopped in the middle of the road, like at a red light. And then the light turned green and the car didn't move. But she was still headed to her her call. So after she finished up with the call that she, you know, originally had, she was driving back the other way. And she noticed the car was still sitting there.
Yeah.
So she pulls up behind it, gets out. She's thinking that maybe somebody fell asleep at the wheel. So she walks up to the car, and she sees a guy. He's laying. He's in the front seat. He's passed out.
Yeah.
So she wakes him up, and the guy freaks out, and he shoots her once in the neck, and then shoots her in the cheek as well. Right? And he proceeds to drive off while she's hanging halfway out of the driver's seat. And she, luckily enough, she was able to get her taser out and tase the guy and was able to stop the car.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, you know, cops probably look at videos like that all the time and go like, well, what if my next stop is like that, you know?
There's cops that got families, bro. There's cops that are fucking single, but there's also cops that have families, bro. Yeah. They got families to come back.
Yeah, man. We're all human at the end of the day. Cops are human as well. They try to, you know, they have a job to do, which they don't get paid enough for. You know, they are risking their lives day in and day out.
Yeah.
But there are also still some cops that don't belong on the force. They are not.
And I think we have to be strict about that.
Yeah, like,
there has to be strict fucking guidelines.
Yeah, and it's like you have corrupt cops. Like you said, you have all type of cops, man. You have all
There's
type
all
of
kinds
cops.
Of cops, yep.
I watched this video. I watched a couple of videos of this this sheriff from New Mexico.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but they ended up, the city police ended up arresting the guy because he kept interfering in, basically he's out there flexing his muscle and I forgot what happened. I remember there was one part of the video where he walks up to I think it was like a hostage situation. Well, there was a guy. All right, so there was a guy. He was firing off a gun, and the city police ended up getting called out. And they're basically, you know, surrounding the area. The sheriff just walking up onto the scene, which it's a secure scene, and the scene is secured by the city. Well, you know, the sheriffs were not supposed to be there. So he walks up. He tells one of the lieutenants, like, what I want you to do is I want you to go in there and I want you to drag the person out and I'll take him in. He tells him, well, no, sir, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. He's like, you think I'm asking you? I'm telling you, that's an order. And it's like, yo, he's just out there flexing his muscle. And it's like,
yeah,
they ended up seizing his phones and everything. Like, he had some type of corruption going on. Where he was involved in a lot of shit.
Exactly. But
yeah, I mean, you got some bad cops out there, man, and it's You just don't know who's who. They're all wearing the same fucking clothes, the same badge, you know?
I think it's important to, when we see a bad cop, I think it's important to get rid of them, basically. Just get them out of their position of power and just demote them.
Yeah, but
But I think
that
it's naive to think that we can get rid of all the bad cops. I think it's naive to think that. I don't think we can get only perfect cops. But I my goal is to reduce that the number of bad cops dramatically. That's my whole thing is if a fucking cop does a bad call, like a racist call, or he's seen that he's doing some corrupt fucking some corrupt things, I think there has to be demotions involved in that fucking with that cop. Now, we have to there has to be proper evidence and proper justice served for all fucking cops that are doing some sketchy ass shit. I think that's, but as far as thinking we can get only perfect cops, I don't know if that's realistic, to be honest.
No, you're 100% right, but making sure they uphold the law the right way.
Exactly.
But honestly speaking, I think it has to come from within the department, man. Because it's hard to watch, you know, like when the cop was kneeling down on this guy, right? You had three other cops there that could have told him at any time, okay, that's enough. You don't have any cops that are willing to do that. They have to back each other no matter what. One of the things is it's their word against ours. And that's really how it goes. And it's unfortunate, but they back each other a little bit too much, okay? If you can get more of the good cops pointing out when and a cop is doing something wrong and he can be reprimanded, I mean, we need more cops doing that. But we don't have enough cops doing that, man. Because, like I said, at any time, those other three cops could have said, yo, he said he can't breathe. Can you please get up? They weren't saying shit. I don't know if they're, you know.
Like, yeah, no, it's tough, man. I think they have to get some sort of fucking some disciplining, bro, because that's like they're witnessing someone murder a dude, bro.
It's like I feel like maybe, you know, maybe the other cops are standing there looking at him like, well, damn, is he gonna get up? I mean, maybe that's in their mind.
No, they're probably thinking that.
They're
Yeah,
probably.
they're just like,
Yeah,
well,
but it's like you can think it all you want. You need to say something. You got to stand up and say
Yeah,
something.
exactly.
You don't have enough cops standing up against these bad. You don't have enough good cops standing up against these bad cops. And that's another thing that makes them all look bad. Because you're going to
But
back
also,
them no matter what. Like, even though you know that he's doing some fucked up shit, come on, man.
so I'm gonna go I'm not gonna go off topic, but I think social media, bro, and just news outlets and just the whole media in general
Right.
has a big play on cops and just police brutality and just what we think, bro, and what we see. What the fuck's number one on like news and on trending on Twitter and on Instagram on everywhere, bro? It's George Floyd
Yeah.
and it's Black Lives Matter. That's what's on there, bro. That's what's on there.
Yeah.
And I would I'm not concerned about that, bro. I think George Floyd is very important. I think that's fucking terrible what happened to him, right?
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying the media controls what is the most important thing, right? So when the media only isn't only let's just think of what do they fucking advertise or what not advertise, what are they promoting? What do they always bring to the table? They're only bringing to the table shit that will make people angry. They know how to get under people's skin. They know how to word certain things. They know exactly what stories will like get underneath people's skin. I think when, man, I don't know.
So
I just
you
think
don't think that
media has a big play.
you don't think that they have, you know, you think social
They
media,
don't have good intent. They don't have good intentions with what they're promoting. That's what I'm
so
saying.
they just you think that they further the divide. Like,
They further divide for sure. If anything, they're causing the divide.
okay.
because I'm trying to bring this divide. I'm trying to make this divide smaller by saying it's police brutality. People are trying to make this divide larger by saying it's white privilege, it's racism, it's racist white cops, it's this white supremacy ideology, right?
Right.
I don't agree with that fucking ideology. I don't agree with what people are saying about that shit. I agree, and I've said this 1,000 times. Police brutality is a big issue.
Right.
No matter who it fuck, I don't care if that would have been a white, Asian, Mexican dude on that ground. That shit was fucking wrong.
So I'm gonna.
I would be outraged regardless.
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Okay.
All right, go for it. Go for it.
Now, this is from the mindset of a cop. Okay.
Okay.
Now, like you said, media furthers the divide, right? Imagine you're a cop, and all you see on TV is black people doing horrible shit, black people, you know, murdering and doing all that.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe you'll view minorities or you'll view black people in a certain manner because of what you see or what the media is feeding to you. Mm-hmm. So maybe that also is one of the reasons why the interactions go the way they go, because of media. You know, they're always putting up these, well, this black man did this, this black man did that, and here you have police officers viewing black people in a certain way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you're strengthening, if anything, you're strengthening my argument as far as media being involved in this divide.
Yeah, man. Media plays a huge role.
Humongous role. People don't understand it.
This is one of the reasons why I stay off of social. I'm not on social media the way I used to be, man.
Nah, man, it's just fucking toxic as fuck.
It's toxic in a major way. Like,
yeah.
Like, I stopped reading headlines because the media will put whatever they want in the headline, and you read the headlines, and then you'll fucking believe it. Yeah. You know, it's like CNN and with Fox, like, you know, I can't really watch any of their headlines or, you know, watching any of their videos. I like to see the video, like videos where they show Trump saying some shit, and they'll take a little snippet from a conference that he had, and he said one thing in there, and they'll twist that whole fucking thing. I have to go back and watch the whole video myself to put it in context, you know, so I can get my view.
That's the smartest way to do it, bro. That's the way you gotta
do it. Yeah, man. It's like, I can't really. I started taking myself off of social media because the more I stayed on it, you know, the more I had this one. I just had one.
It sways your opinions, bro. It literally is brainwashing you because it's feeding you all this information from one perspective, and it's their perspective. Not anyone's, and it's not from good intentions, bro. It's their perspective. Yeah. That's all they're trying to do.
Oh, CNN. CNN is from the perspective of the left. 100%. Right? Yep. Now, Fox is
it leans
to the right. Yeah. And I started to realize that. And it's like, yo, I got to start taking, you know, I got to start viewing these videos and looking at shit.
The same video, bro, the same fucking headline, they'll spin it to fit their fucking their perspective, right? So you see the same story will be spun differently depending on which fucking news outlet is presenting the facts, basically.
Like, I don't know if you remember there, what was it? There was these kids from high school, they had MAGA hats on, they were in Washington.
The Covington.
You remember
Covington,
right? CNN ended up getting sued.
Oh, yeah.
Big fucking time for that. You know that, right? They ended up getting sued big time because they slandered the team that was in the video. They slandered him, man. And said that...
Slammed the fuck out
of him. And I watched the video for myself, and the kid was just standing there, right?
Yep.
Meanwhile... The Native American, he's there beating on the drum, but the kid is just standing there, and
Yep.
they spun that shit in one of the worst ways, and then they ended
Yep.
up having to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't like to just go to new, you know, watch news and just, you know, listen to everything they're saying, man. I gotta see it for myself.
Yeah.
I have to see it for myself. And you have so many people who they just go and watch these little clips on CNN, or you go and watch these little clips on Fox, and next thing you know what? They're like, you know what? Yeah, I agree with exactly what you're saying. You know, I agree with exactly what this
Yeah.
is. You know, but yeah, I just got to see it for myself. That's just the
I mean that the Covington case, it's a prime example of how the CNN, which is their audience is primarily on the
Yeah.
left, they spun that story for the left and they slandered that kid without even caring, bro, what the repercussions are. So I'm glad they got fucking sued, bro, because that shit was
The
disgusting.
way they dragged him, like, yo, you could have put this kid in danger in a major way where.
No, they did put that kid in danger, bro. Like he got DDoS, he got he and I'm pretty sure it's gonna affect the rest of his life, bro, because he was all over the he was all over the
Yeah, he
news, bro.
was.
He was all over the news, and he was the face of fucking white
Yeah,
supremacy,
man.
bro. Allegedly, which is fucking like that's what CNN said.
And that's so fucked
So
up, man.
it's sad, bro. It's sad.
I mean, he got a big payday out of it, though. They gave him the money.
Yeah, he made some money, but we'll see it. We'll see it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if he can get a job, bro? Imagine, like, you know how hard it is for him to get a job when they know that that's the fucking the Covington kid, and he's gonna like, let's say for example, because he's gonna carry that stigma of white supremacy with his name forever. So how is someone gonna hire that? I
Well,
don't know.
fuck it. He got a lot of money. Start his own business.
I know that's the only
That's
option, bro.
your best bet. You
But
got all that money. Shit, just start yourself a
Yep.
business, man. No, but yeah,
Yep.